I'm in it for the long run, the minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run, the hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run, the laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run, even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where I'm exploring my more than 60-year journey in the musical world. And today I'm going to talk about my introduction to Irish music. And in the summer of 63, I set off for Greece to take a Fulbright Fellowship at the American School of Classical Studies in Athens. And after several months there, my friend Ethan Signer from the Charles River Valley Boys got in touch with me. Ethan was in England studying biochemistry at Cambridge, and he had just got back from Ireland with the bluegrass singer Bill Clifton, and suggested that on my way back from Greece, he and I could go over there, and this woman named Peggy Jordan in Dublin could get us some pub gigs. Well, I'd never been there, and my grandfather came from there, my great-grandparents came from there, so this seemed like a great opportunity to see what Ireland was all about. And I had some introduction to the music, though, through my friend Carol Langstaff. And her mother, Deanne Hamilton, was a folk music collector. You might remember that I first heard the music of Hobart Smith and Aubrey Ramsey and Etta Baker on her album, Music of the Southern Appalachians, that she'd put out and I had bought back in the 50s and when I was in high school. So Carol had another album that her mother had put out called Lark in the Morning, and played me some things off of it. And she went up to Northern Ireland first on a collecting trip in the mid-50s. And the first person she recorded was Sarah Makeham with her son Tommy.
I am a little baggy man, and baggy I have been for three score and more in that little Isle of Green. I'm known from the Liffey down to Segue, and I'm known by the name of old Johnny Doo. Of all the trades of score and loose, begging is the best. Of when a man is tired, he can sit down and rest. He can beg for his dinner, he has nothing else to do. Only cut around the corner with his old rig-a-doo. I slept in the barn down at Corribon, a wet night came on and slept to the dawn, with holes in the roof and the rain coming through, and the rats and the cats, they were playing peek-a-boo. And who did awaken but the woman of the house, with her white spotty apron and a calico blouse. She began to frighten, and I said, boo, Ara, don't be afraid, mum, it's only Johnny Doo. I met a little flaxy-haired girl one day. Good morning, little flaxy-haired girl, I did say. Good morning, little beggar man, and how do you do? With your rags and your bags and your old rig-a-doo. I'll bear a pair of leggings, a collar and a tie, and a nice young lady I'll fetch by and by. I'll buy a pair of goggles and colour them blue, and an old-fashioned lady I'll make her too. Over the road with me pack on my back, over the fields with me great heavy sack, with holes in me shoes and me toes peeping through, singing skinny-ma-rink-a-doodle-oo and old Johnny-doo. I must be going to bed, for it's getting late at night, the fire's all raked and out goes the light. So now you've heard the story of me old rig-a-doo, so goodbye and God be with you, says old Johnny-doo.
Sarah Makeham there with her son Tommy, and how charming can you get? I mean, that was just a beautiful performance there, and I can only imagine what Deanne Hamilton was thinking as she listened to it when she was recording it, that she had just discovered something really special. And now let's listen to Tommy do a song that became his signature song in his career.
Oh, my name is Dick Darby, I'm a cobbler. I served me time at Owl Camp. Some call me an owl agitator, but now I'm resolved to repent. With me ing twing of an ing thing of an I do. With me ing twing of an ing thing of an I day. With me roo boo boo roo boo boo randy. And me lobstone keeps baiting away. My father was hung for sheep stealing. My mother was born for a witch. My sister's a dandy housekeeper. And I'm a mechanical switch. With me ing twing of an ing thing of an I do. With me ing twing of an ing thing of an I day. With me roo boo boo roo boo boo randy. And me lobstone keeps baiting away. Now this 40 long years I have travelled, all by the contents of me pack. Me hammers, me awls, and me pincers, I carry them all on me back. With me ing twing of an ing thing of an I do. With me ing twing of an ing thing of an I day. With me roo boo boo roo boo boo randy. And me lobstone keeps baiting away. Oh, my wife, she is humpy, she's lumpy. My wife, she's the divil, she's black. And no matter what I may do with her, her tongue, it goes clickety-clack. With me ing twing of an ing thing of an I do. With me ing twing of an ing thing of an I day. With me roo boo boo roo boo boo randy. And me lobstone keeps baiting away. It was early one fine summer's morning, a little before it was day. I dipped her three times in the river and carelessly bade her good day. With me ing twing of an ing thing of an I do. With me ing twing of an ing thing of an I day. With me roo boo boo roo boo boo randy. And me lobstone keeps baiting away.
Tommy Makem there. And I can only imagine what Deanne Hamilton must have been thinking as she listened to this on a recording machine, at what a gem she had uncovered here. This was just a perfect rendition of a great little tune. And I can only imagine what she might have felt. From there, she went down to Carrick-on-Shore in Tipperary and had... somebody had recommended that she go visit the Clancy family there. And the youngest boy was still at home, Liam Clancy. And listen to this.
Oh, now, brave boys, we're on for marching off to Portugal or Spain. The drums are beating, banners flying, the divil a home will come tonight. La, fare thee well. Wait, me tithery idle doodle dum da, me tithery idle doodle dum da, me rights fall toodle laddie. Oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the divil, or oh, you're laden me astray. Over hills and mountains into a merry kay. Your swath are stronger, decenter, your spunky earner tay. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling drunker sober. Says the mother, do not wrong me, don't take me daughter from me, for if you do, I will torment you, and after let me go, still haunt you, love, fare thee well. Wait, me tithery idle doodle dum da, me tithery idle doodle dum da, me rikes fall toodle laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the divil, or oh, you're laden me astray. Over hills and mountains into a merry kay. Your swath are stronger, decenter, your spunky earner tay. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling drunker sober. Oh, the French are fighting bowly, men are dying hot and cowly. Give every man his flashka powder, his firelock on his shoulder. Law, fare thee well. Wait me tithery idle loodle dum da, me tithery idle loodle dum da, me rikes fall to laddie. Oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the devil, oh, you're laying me astray. Over hills and mountains and to Mary Kay, your swath are stronger, decenter, your spunkier nor tay. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling drunker sober.
A teenage Liam Clancy, already just fully formed as an artist, just a beautiful sound in his voice at that age, and the delivery and everything about it was so good. Let's hear this little ditty here.
Rand, Rand, the king of all boars, and Stephen's day was caught in the forest. Although he was little, his honour was great. Jump up, my lads, and give us a threat. As I went out to kill and all, I met a Rand upon the wall. Up at me wattle and knocked him down, and brought him into Carrick town. Drolling, drolling, where's your nest? Is in the bush, that I love best. Is in the bush, the holly tree, where all the boys do follow me. Up with the kittle and down with the pan, and give us a penny to bury the Rand. I followed the Rand 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more. I followed the Rand 3 miles or more at 6 o'clock in the morning. I have a little box under me arm, under me arm, under me arm. I have a little box under me arm, a penny or twopence will do it no harm. Oh, Mrs. Clancy's a very good woman, a very good woman, a very good woman. Mrs. Clancy's a very good woman, she give us a penny to bury the Ren.
The Ren by Liam Clancy. He, as I say, he was a teenager at the time, and Dionne Hamilton was totally enchanted by him. And his brothers were in New York, as it turned out, Patty and Tom. And before it was all over, Dionne Hamilton brought Liam over to New York, and she was part of that folk scene there. She knew Odetta, she knew Pete Seeger, she knew all of the group in New York, Gene Ritchie from Kentucky, who was her real mentor to her. And before anybody knew what happened, the Clancy brothers and Tommy Makem, who also came to New York at about the same time, were put together. And I had the opportunity to see them very early on in Cambridge at Radcliffe College in a small theater, Agassiz Theater. I don't think there were 70 people there. There were some Jesuits and a few nuns and aficionados of Irish music at the time. Irish music was off in its own place in the Irish community. And in our family, we had moved on from that. We didn't hear much Irish music in our family, except when my father had maybe a jar in him and would sing Take Me Home Again, Kathleen, or The Wearing of the Green. But he did have a party piece, Mush, 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 Turlai Ardy, which I wouldn't attempt to do for you here. But at any rate, I hadn't had the exposure to this music, and I now was treated to the whole group, Patty, Tom, Liam, with Tommy Makem.
It's of a brave young highwayman this story we will tell. His name was Willie Brennan, and in Ireland he did dwell. 'Twas on the Kilworth Mountains he commenced his wild career, and many a wealthy nobleman before him shook with fear. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. One day upon the highway as Willie went down, he met the mayor of Cashel a mile outside the town. The mayor, he knew his features, and he said, young man, said he, your name is Willie Brennan, you must come along with me. And it's Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Now Brennan's wife had gone to town, provisions for to buy, and when she saw her Willie, she commenced to weep and cry. Said, hand to me that tenpenny as soon as Willie spoke. She handed him a blunderbuss from underneath her cloak. For young Brennan on the moor,
Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor.
Now with this loaded blunderbuss the truth I will unfold. He made the mare to tremble and he robbed him of his gold. £100 was offered for his apprehension there. So he went horse and saddle tow, the mountains did repair.
Did young Brennan on the moor, Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Now Brennan being an outlaw upon the mountains high, with cavalry and infantry to take him they did try. He laughed at them with scorn until at last was said, by a false-hearted woman he was cruelly betrayed. Was young Brennan on the moor, bold, brave and undaunted was young Brennan on the moor. Hey!
Hey! There they are, the Clancy brothers, Tommy Makem, very early on in their career. But you can see Patty and Tom had been acting in New York, and they brought a real dramatic flair to the group. And Liam also was studying drama in Cambridge by the time he came over to America in Cambridge, Massachusetts, at the Poets Theater. So there was a real dramatic flair to their presentation. Here's Tommy doing Kevin Barry.
In Mount Shy Jail one Monday morning, I upon the gallows tree, Kevin Barry gave his young life for the cause of liberty. But a lad of 18 summers, yet not through man can deny, as he walked to death that morning, he proudly held his head on high. Another martyr for old Erin, another martyr for the crown. The British laws may crush the Irish, but cannot keep their spirits down. Just before he faced the hangman in his dreary prison cell, the British soldiers tortured Barry just because he would not tell the names of all his brave companions and other things they wished to know. An informer or we'll kill you, Kevin Barry answered no. Another martyr for old Erin, another martyr for the crown. The British laws may crush the Irish, but cannot keep their spirits down.
Tommy Clancy there with Kevin Barry. And as you can see, it's a very, very emotional. It's maybe a little hard for us to remember, but in the time I saw them in Cambridge was probably 1961 or two. And this Irish Civil War and the Troubles and all the rest of it was 40 years earlier, and serious emotions there. It might seem sentimental to us, I suppose, and it is sentimental in a way, but there's an awful lot of truth behind the sentiment. And the Clancys did become known as for kind of camellias and very exuberant material, and this is a typical example.
One pleasant evening in the month of June, as I was sitting with my glass and spoon, A small bird sat on an ivy bunch, and the song he sang was the jug of punch. Tooraloo-ra-loo, tooraloo-ra-lay, tooraloo-ra-loo, tooraloo-ra-lay. A small bird sat on an ivy bunch, and the song he sang was the jug of punch. What more diversion can a man desire than to sit him down by an alehouse fire? Upon his knee a pretty wench, a hand on the table, a jug of punch.
Tooraloo-ra-loo, tooraloo-ra-lay, tooraloo-ra-loo, tooraloo-ra-lay. Upon his knee a pretty wench, a hand on the table, a jug of punch.
Let the doctors come with all their art, they'll make no impression upon my heart. Even the cripple forgets his hunch when he's snug outside of a jug of punch.
Tooraloo-ra-loo, tooraloo-ra-lay, tooraloo-ra-loo, tooraloo-ra-lay. Even the cripple forgets his hunch when he's snug outside of a jug of punch.
And if I get drunk, well, the money's me own. Ah, and them don't like me, they can leave me alone.
Go get him, buddy.
I'll tune me fiddle and I'll rosin me bow. Ah, and I'll be welcome wherever I go.
Tooraloo-ra-loo, tooraloo-ra-lay, tooraloo-ra-loo, tooraloo-ra-lay. I'll tune me fiddle and I'll rosin me bow. Ah, and I'll be welcome wherever I go.
And when I'm dead, and in my grave, no costly tombstone will I have. Just lay me down in my native peat, with a jug of punch at my head and
feet. Tooraloo-ra-loo, tooraloo-ra-lay, tooraloo-ra-loo, tooraloo-ra-lay. Just lay me down in my native peat, with a jug of punch at my head and feet.
The Clancy Brothers, Tommy Makeham there with the jug of punch. And now I went to Ireland with Ethan Signer in the July of, what is this, 64. And we hooked up with this woman, amazing woman named Peggy Jordan. And she had brought Pete Seeger over to Dublin. And she was really at the center of what was a burgeoning folk revival there. You must remember the Clancy Brothers came to New York and did their work there. That's where they got together, and that's where they made their records, and they got on the Ed Sullivan Show, and they became big stars in a fairly short time in America. And they had never been a factor at home, really, as a performing group. But of course, now they had a great reputation. And Peggy Jordan decided to take me and Ethan down to County Clare to a festival they call a Flaiceoil, and it runs for a weekend. And in this case, the village of Scariff, every house and every pub and every store was open, and every one of them had a keg of Guinness somewhere in evidence. And it went on for several days until the it went from roughly 11 or so in the morning until the guards decided everybody'd had enough. And I was staying in a farmhouse outside of town. I was sleeping in a bed with somebody else in it. I never saw that person. That person was gone in the morning when I got up, and I tiptoed in at night, getting past the dog over the fence and everything else, and never did wake this person up or meet them. It was quite a weekend, I must say. And in the course of the weekend, Ethan and I wound up in a pub on our own, kind of sitting in a corner, playing a few tunes. There might have been a few folks around us. And all of a sudden, the place just filled up. And in came Liam Clancy. And with him was another singer that I didn't know. I didn't know who this person was. Well, it turned out to be an Irish singer, singing in Irish, named Joe Heaney, who turned out to be one of the greatest of that style of Seanós. They call it Seanós singing. And Liam and Joe just sat opposite each other, holding each other's hands and encouraging each other as they sang each in turn. I'll start here with Liam. Now, of course, this isn't a recording. I didn't make this recording on the day, but this is kind of what it was like. This is an old song called Éileann Aroon that Liam does.
I know a valley fair, Éileann Aroon. I know a cottage there, Éileann Aroon. Far in that valley shade, I know a tender maid. Flower of the dance so fleet, Éileann Aroon. Who in the song so sweet, Éileann Aroon. Dear are her charms to me, dear are her laughter free, dearest her constancy, Éileann Aroon. Were she no longer true, Éileann Aroon, what would her lover do, Éileann Aroon? Fly with a broken chain, far o'er the sounding main, never to love again, Éileann Aroon. Youth will in time decay, Éileann Aroon. Beauty must fade away, Éileann Aroon. Castles are sacked in war, chieftains are scattered far. Truth is a fixed star, Éileann.
And with that, the place would erupt into cheers and just very emotional. Now, as I say, that isn't a recording made on the day, but it is the atmosphere I want to convey here. And then Joe Heaney would sing. And this is a famous, famous song in Ireland, Stór Macree.
Stór Macree, when you're far away from the home you'll soon be leaving, unless many times by night and day your heart will be sorely grieving. No, the stranger the land might be rich and fair, and riches and treasure golden you'll find, I know, for the long, long ago, and the love that's never olden. A storm of green, the stranger's land. There is plenty of wealth and wearing, whilst in gems adorn the rich and the grand. There are faces with hunger cheering, though the road is dreary and hard to tread. The lights of their city may blind you, you'll turn this door to air and shore, and the ones you left behind you. A storm will creep when the evening sun over mountain and meadow is falling. Won't you turn away from the throng and listen, and maybe you'll hear me calling. The voice that you'll hear will be surely mine, for somebody's speedy returning. Aroon, aroon, will you come back soon to the one who will always love you?
Joe Heaney, Storm of Cree. And while he would be singing that, Liam would be holding his hand and pumping his arm, encouraging him. People in the room would be shouting out. Encouragement is extremely emotional. Now, before I get carried away here, I want to remind you that you're listening to Royalton Community Radio. This program is called In It for the Long Run. My name is Jim Rooney. And we're exploring my more than 60 years in the musical world. And this time we're looking at my introduction to Irish music and Ireland itself. And where we are at the moment is in County Clare, a town, a little village called Scariff. It's a town now, but it was a village then. And at a Flacule, where every house was open, there was a keg in every room almost, and it was quite an event. And in this case, I was in a pub with my friend Ethan Signer, and Liam Clancy and Joe Heaney were singing to and for each other. Now here's a song that Liam might have sung on the day.
It was early, early, all in the spring. The birds did whistle and sweetly sing, changing their notes from tree to tree. And the song they sang was Old Ireland Free. It was early, early, all in the night. The yeoman cavalry gave me a fright. The yeoman cavalry were my downfall, and taken was I by Lord Cornwall. As I was walking up Wexford Hill, oh, who would blame me to cry my fill? I looked behind and I looked before, but my aged mother I shall see no more. As I was walking up Wexford Street, my own first cousin I chanced to meet. My own first cousin did me betray, and for one bare guinea sold my life away. As I was mounted on the platform high, my aged father was standing by. My aged father did me deny, and the name he gave me was the Crappy Boy. It was in Dungannon this young man died, and in Dungannon his body lies. So all good people who do pass by, just drop a tear for the Crappy Boy.
Liam Clancy and the Crappy Boy, and the place, of course, would just erupt at the end of one of these songs. And then Liam would take Joe's hand, and this is a song that Joe was very, very associated with. It's the Rogine Dove, which is the Black Rose, which was the name they used for Ireland in its dark time.
Oh, Roe Sheen, na be a bro.
Rogine Dove, Joe Heaney, and the depth of emotion in Joe's voice is hard. I can't describe it, actually. I don't think I have to. You can hear it. And that was just an amazing event to be part of, and it just happened by accident at this Flacule in Scariff. And if we made our way out of the pub onto the street, out on the street, there was people milling about all the time. There was a piper sitting on his chair. His name was Willie Clancy and turned out to be one of the great pipers in the Irish tradition. Here's Willie Clancy playing the Rogine Dove.
Thank you.
the great Willie Clancy playing the Rogine Dove. He'd be sitting on a chair out on the street, people all milling about and crowding about him. And, you know, we talk about in America in the mountains the high lonesome sound. You can hear where this sound comes from. It's a keening, very sad kind of a sound that the pipes have. And this comes from the soul of Ireland, I must say. But it's not all tears. And well, it's can be a lot of fun as well. Here's a jig by Willie Clancy. I buried my wife and danced on her grave. I buried my wife and danced on her grave. Willie Clancy there. It was just a wonderful, wonderful tune. And if you went up the street even just a bit further, not much further, you would have run into this pair. John Sheehan, who played the fiddle, and Barney McKenna, who played plectrum banjo. And Barney and Sean were part of a group that was newly formed that Peggy Jordan had helped put together called the Dubliners. And I spent, Ethan and I latched on to Barney and Sean, and here's a couple of tunes from them. Let's see, what do we got? Cooley's Reel, The Dawn, and The Mullingar Races by Barney McKenna and John Sheehan. Thank you. Barney McKenna and John Sheehan there. I was absolutely floored by Barney's banjo playing. I'd never heard anything like it. You know, you could hear it would be matching a Scruggs-style picker for the speed and accuracy, but he was doing it with a flat pick on four strings. And just a great character. Barney was a phone lineman in real life, and he'd get a few jars in him sometimes and climb a telephone pole just for recreation. And as I say, Ethan Signer and I latched on to John and Barney, and we wound up traveling from the Fla in Scariff on down to Milltown Malbay. We hitchhiked all the way to Milltown Malbay, which was Willie Clancy's hometown and where the party went on for more or less of another week. So let's have a couple more from John and Barney. McKenna and Sean Sheehan there. John Sheehan, I keep calling him Sean, is John Sheehan. And as I say, we just loved their playing and spent a lot of time with them, Ethan Signer and myself. And we got so that we could play along with them so pretty well. And as my listeners up here in Vermont will know, that a lot of this music is very familiar to you in the contra dance world. And it traveled. This is where it came from. So at the end of, I suppose, 8 or 10 days of nonstop going at it. I finally retreated, and I found my way back to Dublin. I was staying at Peggy Jordan's house, and it was always something going on. And my time was drawing to a close, but she said, oh, we have to go up to this pub in Wicklow in the mountains outside of Dublin. There's a singer you have to hear, and he was another member of the group she was pulling together, the Dubliners, and you'll hear his voice in a moment, and it's just a very, very an unforgettable voice. Let's put it that way. The voice of Ronnie Drew.
I've won a hero's name with McAlpine and Costaine, with Fitzpatrick, Murphy, Ash and Wimpy's gang. I've been off and on the road on me way to draw the dole, when there's nothing left to do for Johnny Lang. I used to think that God made the mixer picking hard so that Paddy might know hell above the ground. I've had gangers big and tough tell me tear it all out rough when you're building up and tearing England down. In a tunnel underground, a young Limerick man was found. He was built into the new Victoria line. When the bonus gang had passed, sticking through the concrete cast was the face of little Charlie Joe Devine. And the gang of man McGurk sent Big Paddy H the work when the gas main burst and he flew off the ground. They swear, he said, don't slack, I'll not be there until I'm back. Keep on building up and tearing England down. I remember Carrier Jack with his heart upon his back. We swore he'd one day set the world on fire. But his face they've never seen since his shovel it cut clean through the middle of the big high tension wires. Oh, I saw old Balls McCall from the big flyover fall into a concrete mixer spinning round. Though it was not his intent, he got a fine head of cement when he was building up and tearing England down. I was on the hydro dam on the day that Jack McCann got the better of his stammer in a week. He fell from the shuddering jam, and that poor old stuttering man, he was never ever more inclined to speak. Oh, no more like Robin Hood when he roamed through Cricklewood or dance around the pubs in Camden Town. Now let no man complain, sure no Pat can die in vain when he's building up and tearing England down. So come all you navvies bold who may think that English gold is just waiting to be taken from each sod. For the likes of you and me could ever get an OBE or a knighthood for good service to the hod. They've the concrete master race to keep you in your place and the gang of man to kick you to the ground. If you ever try to take a part of what the bosses make when you're building up and tearing England down.
Ronnie Drew, the one and only Ronnie Drew, and I was hearing him for the first time in a pub up in the Wicklow Mountains, and it was a similar scene to the one in Scariff with Liam Clancy and Joe Heaney. The place was jammed, and Ronnie had the place in the palm of his hand, and he was a true dub. This is the soul, heart and soul of Dublin in his voice, and this is his most famous song that he's identified with, the All Triangle.
Oh, a hungry feeling came o'er me stealing, and the mice were squealing in my prison cell. And the old triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. To begin the morning, the screw was bawling, get up, you bowsy, and clean up your cell. And the old triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. Now the screw was peeping as the lag lay sleeping, dreaming about his good old Sal. And the old triangle went jingle and jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. Up in the female prison there are 75 women, and among them now I wish I did dwell. Then that old triangle could go jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. All along the banks of the Royal Canal.
The one and only Ronnie Drew, the old triangle. Well, that's going to do it for me today. I'm going to be listening to Sean Sheehan bring us out with the Merino Waltz. Sean and the Dubliners, Ronnie Drew of the Dubliners. This was my introduction to Ireland in person. I'd had the introduction previously from Carol Langstaff and her mother, Deanne Hamilton, on record. But in person, it was more than I could have ever imagined or bargained for. I figured I'd be back there any time. It took me till 1980 to do it again. Until next time, this is Jim Rooney. I'm in it for the long run.